Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Police Nation Pop Experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I'm Andy Atherton back with you, and we are here in our theme week. It is Oscar winning songs, and we're having a great time as always. We just got started yesterday, and today I am going back to 2017. And the film actually was released in 2016, but at the 89th Annual Academy Awards, it was the winner for Best Original Song. It is City of Stars from the movie La La Land, sung by Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. This movie, I love this movie. It is one of my favorites from the last, it came out in 2017. So 2016, 20, like I just said. So in the last, 7-8 years, it's got to be one of my favorites. I do like musicals. I like anything about Hollywood, L.A. It's not a period piece, but it feels like a period piece. Do you understand how Emma's, not Emma, but Mia is an actress and on the lot and in costume a lot. And Sebastian just is a throwback. You kind of think he was born in the wrong time period. And love the soundtrack to this, the whole soundtrack, Another Day of Sun, where they shut down the LA freeway amazingly to do that song. And then you have the one that Emma Stone sings, I think The Ones Who Dream or something like that. It is one of my favorite songs. It's called Audition, The Fools Who Dream. And I don't like this song more, but that's my favorite song from the movie. And you have, City of Stars is actually sung twice in this movie, where first you get just Ryan Gosling singing it on the Santa Monica Pier by himself, and then later on you get the two of them, and you get a little hummed also later on. And I'll get into some of the things I love about this movie. So I found a clip. It's not, I don't know if this is official, if actually the music video, but it's not that long. It's about a little less than 2 minutes, and let's watch it. So the YouTube link is in the description, and hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. So it starts off with the whistling. That's one of my must-dos when I get to California finally. Go out to the Santa Monica Pier. And obviously they're talking about L.A. as a city of stars for many reasons. You have the lights, you have the celebrities. People come there with stars in their eyes, right, to make it big in the industry. And he hands the hat over to this nice couple over here that's on the pier, and he has a little dance with the lady. But this film, I like how it's told too in four parts with the different seasons, and Mia and Sebastian's relationship. So we have Mia singing. So Sebastian is about to go out on his tour, right? And where he's kind of wants to stay with Mia, and Mia's about to quit her job to do her one woman show and rent the theater and put everything into giving this her last shot, right? Before she ends up giving up. Because it's very hard. And amazingly, didn't know Emma Stone had such a great voice before this movie. She's one of those that could probably do anything. Like Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell, you didn't know she had such a great voice until you hear her as Anna, amongst other things. But the two of them together have such great chemistry. They look like a couple, right? But what kills me, though, about this movie, and that's the end of the clip right there, what kills me about this movie, though, is the gut punch at the end when you find out, you learn that Sebastian and Mia don't end up together. It really kind of hits me when you see that she's married, you know, she's a success, and then she's married to, obviously, I don't know if they ever mentioned his name, but it's Tom or Scott, the actor, and she ends up finding Seb's place, really, and then he has his performance, and I don't know if it's her or him that envisions what it would have been like had they stayed together, and then at the end, you know, they kind of come back to reality, and she decides to leave. And he looks up and he sees her and they give this look at each other like they always are going to love each other, right? And they're happy for each other that they both found success in what they love. And they, you know, we don't know what Sebastian's romantic life is at this point, but we do know Mia is a successful actress. She's married. She has a daughter at this point. And he's doing what he loves. He owns a jazz club and is playing piano. And it's the way he wants it to be, which is how he is. But that look they give each other and that smile, I kind of get choked up a little bit. I got to be honest. And that's why it won, you know, so many Oscars, right? All right. If you haven't seen La La Land and you listen to this, I highly suggest you go see it because I really do love it. And it's due for a rewatch for me soon anyway, especially around this time of year. Okay. Well, hope you guys are enjoying what we have so far for you on our Oscar winning songs week. And continue. Come back. We got three more songs coming at you. All right. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day and we'll check you out later.